I want to talk about another seemingly bizarre event regarding Cecilia Stein and Astrid Ling. Now, in the beginning, when I first met Cecilia, I think this was in the first 1 to 2 months of knowing her, if not actually just the first month of knowing her. I was still getting fairly acquainted, or somewhat trying to get acquainted with all these claims that Cecilia had over her life, regarding her abilities and her supposed occult upbringing. And as far as I can recall at this point for this specific scenario, I wasn't completely, well, let's just use the word fooled. I wasn't completely fooled by Cecilia just yet. I had a lot of questions, there wasn't enough evidence. But this event that I'm going to talk about now is one which basically helped cement the lies that Cecilia fed all of us with regards to the abilities that she supposedly had, or the things that she could supposedly do. And yes, to be honest, I don't have an answer as to whether or not Cecilia was or is capable of astral projection. I mean, there are so many people in the world who do practice astral projection, and the chances are, with the scenario that I'm going to relate, as well as the ones that I've already related before, is that Cecilia Stein more than likely does know how to astral project. But in the same breath, I'm gonna say, I honestly don't know. Because this is just a whirlwind of confusion if you take absolutely everything into account with all the nonsense, the lies, the everything. It just there's a lot that doesn't make sense. But at the same time, there might still be some truth to at least some of the things that she claimed. And by all means, if anyone else as an explanation for an alternative to these astraling topics that I'm talking about, and even the one that I'm going to talk about now, please really do offer your suggestions and input, because my mind can't think of anything else. And believe you me, it has tried, it's weighed up options and alternatives and reasonings. It's gone into a bizarre mind map to try and explain so many things away. But with some of these things, like astral projection, I'm stuck. Because in these scenarios that I relate, there's scenarios that it's impossible that Cecilia would just know about these things unless she has either some psychic ability or she was able to astral project. But now, going back to the scenario that I want to relate, like I said, this was in the first 1 to 2 months of knowing her. I honestly think it was within the first month of knowing her. At that point in time, yes, I was very curious with regards to the things that she was claiming that she could do, because at that point she was right about a lot of things, like just knowing information about me that no one else ever knew about. So, of course, curiosity, peeks its head and you want to know what else she knows. But now, in this specific scenario, I mean, at that point, Cecilia would tell me a lot of things about the people in my life. Not everything I believed, and a lot of things I already knew. She just was never told them though. But I mean, everything she had related that I already did know of was actually true. So it kind of would just confirm her supposed ability for just knowing things. Provided that I already knew the information about this person and I hadn't told Cecilia or anyone else, or I later found out that this was actually in fact true. And like I've said in previous audios, Cecilia Stein never failed to be right once. That is the confusing part as well. with her just knowing things, and then with the scenarios that basically boil down to her astral traveling, or her having claimed that she was an astral at the point of any scenario that I relate. So now, in this one specific scenario, absolutely everyone in my life was completely unaware of this. It was something that, I think because of the family I was raised into, we just did not see this happening. We did not expect it. It was basically something that we could definitely dare not imagine that would happen. So when Cecilia told me this information, I honestly did not believe her, because it was just something that never happened in my family. My family was basically an extremely conservative family. So with this scenario, we were talking, Cecilia and I were talking about my sister. Now, for my sister's sake, I'm not going to talk about too many private details or personal details, but I will at least say enough to explain the scenario. Now, to backtrack, or to remind those of you who have listened to various other audios, whenever I would go home, Cecilia and her supposed DID parts would astral travel with me to go home. And they would do who knows what while I was at home. Follow me, follow family members, follow friends, whoever I came into contact with, basically. And then with this one specific scenario, I had gone back to visit with Cecilia. And while we were talking about quite a number of things, Cecilia brought up my sister. And quite simply and casually, actually, Cecilia says to me, "You do know your sister's pregnant, right?" And I looked at her as if, I mean, this was the most bizarre information that I could have heard at that time point for information about anyone in my family. And I didn't question her, because, I mean, it's not like I had asked my sister to take a pregnancy test at that point in time, nor did I know that she had taken a pregnancy test. But there was a boy that my sister was seeing, and as far as I recall, it wasn't exactly a committed relationship or an intimate relationship of any sort. And also, like I have previously mentioned, my family was extremely conservative. So we were basically raised with, you don't sleep with anybody until you're married. Or being that you only sleep with the person that you're married to, just to clarify. So to hear that my sister was pregnant was completely against everything that I knew of in quite a number of aspects. But Cecilia didn't stop there. She then went ahead and telling me that my sister had taken a pregnancy test, and she gave quite a vast amount of details regarding this whole scenario with my sister and her being pregnant. Basically to the point where it was starting to raise questions in my mind if she was actually correct. I mean, at this point, Cecilia hadn't failed in being right about anything else, so I wanted to at least find out. But my sister and I didn't exactly have a close relationship, and there was quite a number of issues in the family, so I wasn't exactly going to sit my sister down and say to her, you know, have you taken a pregnancy test, and so on. But to skip a lot of details for my sister's privacy sake, it actually turned out that Cecilia was completely right. at that very time point when Cecilia had told me that my sister was pregnant, and the apparent days that Cecilia had astraled to my house, and the apparent day that she had seen my sister taking the pregnancy test, the day that my sister found out that the test said it was positive, all worked out being exactly the same time frame, the same day that my sister did take the pregnancy test, did find out that she was pregnant, and my sister was pregnant. Now, in all honesty, I had hardly spoken about my sister to Cecilia, to anybody. I mean, like I said, my sister and I were not that close, and in general, I never really spoke about my family to Cecilia anyway. So for Cecilia just to randomly one day say to me that she had been following my sister on this specific day, and she saw my sister take a pregnancy test, and the test said it, you know, it was positive. It was completely out of the blue, and it was very bizarre and strange, and I don't even know what to call it, but I'm sure you can imagine that it was just too far out there to grasp or imagine or comprehend that time point. I mean, you just get randomly dropped this piece of information that basically goes against how you were raised, how my family basically functioned. It didn't make sense to me. I honestly and genuinely believed that Cecilia was going to be wrong. I mean, when I finally decided to find out the information from my sister, which was probably a day or two after Cecilia told me, I honestly 100% expected my sister to say that she had never taken a pregnancy test, and if she had taken one, she wasn't pregnant. And even if I had to take a step further there, I also at that time point thought that if I got my sister to take a pregnancy test there and then with me, it would come back negative. I honestly didn't believe this information that Cecilia gave me, but everything she told me was correct. And like I said, down even to the day that my sister took the test. Now, again, how on earth do you explain this? How do you explain someone who has never heard any details of my sister? Someone who did not know that my sister was even seeing someone at that point in time. How did they know that my sister was pregnant? How did they know that my sister had taken a pregnancy test at that same time point? I mean, like I've said just now, please give me other reasons that I can put on this mind map of confusion and processed thoughts, because the only thing I can boil it down to at this time point is Cecilia had actually astraled. Cecilia had followed me. Because how else did she know this information? It's, I mean, how do you predict that anybody is pregnant without even having met them, without even having seen a photo of them? There is absolutely no way that Cecilia could have logically known, if logically is the right word, that my sister had taken a test, that my sister was pregnant, except for her having astraled, like she claimed, except for her having seen my sister take a pregnancy test and seen that the test was positive. How else would she know? And added but without going into any details. The other events revolving around my sister's pregnancy, like I said, without going into detail, from the time that I found out from my sister directly that she was pregnant, everything that Cecilia had told me about my sister being pregnant after she found out that she was pregnant, because Cecilia carried on following my sister from time to time, and it actually sounded quite often, to be honest. But all the things that Cecilia related regarding my sister and the pregnancy, without me or anybody else knowing anything about the pregnancy after it coming back positive, I'm trying to be as vague as possible, but with as much information as possible, yeah. It was all correct. Everything Cecilia told me when she would supposedly astral to follow my sister, the things that would happen, it was all correct. How do you explain that? I mean, really, in all honesty, please give me another reason, because this is still one thing that completely baffles my mind to this day. I mean, the whole astraling topic on its own has left me so confused, because with so many lies throughout the whole time period that I had known Cecilia, there are a handful of things that you just can't explain away, like her just knowing things, and then, of course, astraling. So, again, if you have another reason, if you have another explanation, another theory, another anything to offer to this chaotic mind map, please do suggest it, do tell me, because this is still one topic that I can't explain away, one topic that leaves me completely confused, and one topic that also spans out into a few other, I guess, somewhat minor areas that just end up being completely confusing at the end of the day. I mean, to have claims of so many occult abilities, to be raised supposedly in the occult church with the occult upbringing, all of which I will be getting to soon in another audio. But I think, in all honesty, with the countless, and I mean countless, times that Cecilia would relate these astraling events and information she would just know about me, I mean, obviously, I would take events and information that other people, even if just one other person knew of the information or knew about the event, I would take it and toss it aside, because maybe somehow she had found this person and spoken to them. You never know. But when it came down to information that nobody else knew and events that nobody else knew about, and these scenarios just piled up like one on top of the other, where it became just too many to count. I mean, as time goes on, I just keep remembering more and more of these events that I can't explain away. And, you know, with having so many of these things being actually true, I mean, despite the false claims of being raised in the occult, of her other occult abilities, of Cecilia's entire life, basically, despite the fact that all of that was not true, you know, at that time point, none of us had evidence for all these claims being not true, basically. So when scenario after scenario after scenario repeats itself constantly, where Cecilia is right, where she just does know information that nobody else knows about, and it's right, where Cecilia relates astraling scenarios that nobody else knows about, and it's right, when all of that just keeps piling on one after the other, at the end of the day, I suppose it becomes almost like a scale where on one side you have all this information that you have no evidence for with regards to her background, her occult abilities that you've never seen, and so on. And then on the other side of the scale, you've got this huge pile of events and information that has actually been true. And that scale eventually outweighs the things that you don't have evidence for. This is when you start to think, okay, maybe everything else that Cecilia's been claiming, maybe everything else that Cecilia has said is actually also true. Because up until that point, she hadn't been wrong. And just because we hadn't seen, or I personally hadn't seen, her walk on water or her levitate or any of the other things that she claimed she could do, just because I hadn't seen it doesn't make it not true. Especially if, you know, the scale on the other end is starting to outweigh everything else. You know, if the true things, if the things that have been proven to be true outweigh the things that you haven't seen evidence for yet, I think your mind just starts to say, okay, fine, I guess I should actually start believing the rest. Because, I mean, like I've said, Cecilia hadn't failed to be right in anything. She hadn't failed to be wrong in anything. Okay, I don't know what the right phrasing there is. I've got a bit confused. But you know what I mean. She, you know, she was always right. So why would you then need to question the things that you hadn't seen, at least yet? So, yeah, it's, like I said, it's still confusing in a lot of aspects for me. Not with regards to her supposed occult upbringing and the other things that she claimed, because I know that's complete nonsense, but with regards to astraling and just knowing things, I would honestly love to know how, not so much the astraling ability, because I know there's a lot of people that can do that, but how did she just know things? Especially since day one, literally day one of having met me. I mean, she just rambled on a whole bunch of information about me, about my past, and she had never met me before. And she was right. How did she just know? You can only imagine the confusion from day one with having met her. And still, all these years later, over a decade later, some of these things still baffle my mind.